Welcome, everyone. We've got the Gimbez Hashem Feedback and Insights, Shir number 152. We're going to talk about a level of intimacy of how to truly connect with another person, in particular your own husband and wife, and that is the sharing of dreams, the sharing of goals, the sharing of hopes. Those are the visions that shape our lives. We use the word dreams here, but it could be more like she'ifais, desires, ritzaynes, what you really want in life. Healthy imagination. There's something called unhealthy imagination, but there is something called healthy imagination. Healthy imagination is, you know, when the Panavid Rebbe had a vision, an imagination to build or rebuild yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, the vision of great Gedolei Yisrael to build up Taira, to build up beautiful structures of Chesed, and so on and so forth, that they were originally plans or dreams, actually, Ritzaynes. And then Hashem gave Siyata D'Shemaya to have you actually actualize them. And even if one's not able to actualize them, the very fact that you have those type of healthy Ritzaynes, healthy dreams, you get schar for that too. So that's a very, very important concept. It's a crucial part of life. It's a crucial part of any healthy relationship. They're concerned about future. It's future-oriented. So, and you really generally need to live in the present, not in the future. But it does say something about who you really are. It's about knowing what your hopes and dreams are in all the facets of your life. And what your husband and wife and their dreams and aspirations. You help each other with that. One always wanted to be into music more and thrive that way. One always wanted to give shiurim and do things that way. Awakening of dreams, awakening of the capability that's within them and what they want and how to give encouragement that they could actually actualize these things. And the thing is in order to do this, to express what your true dreams and aspirations are, you make yourself vulnerable. So therefore, it's important you have a supportive environment with people who accept you. And when someone accepts you, then it moves away our defenses, we become less defensive, we remove our masks, and we have the courage now to reveal ourselves. So dreams, these goals, aspirations, they're an intimate part of who we are. And while we may share some of our shallower dreams with other people, but the real deep desires of yearning of what you want to be and do in life, that people are not willing to admit even to themselves. And certainly even if they do to themselves, they have a hard time revealing it to other people. But that's what intimacy really is. It's the mutual self-revelation that causes us to know and causes us to be known. It is not an easy thing to do. A wife to be open up to her husband what her deepest desires are in life and what she wants to do and accomplish. And the husband saying the same to the wife, being vulnerable that way, running the risk that your husband or wife will downplay what you desire, downplay your wishes. And that can be very crushing, and you take that risk. It's not easy to take that risk. Because if you have a dream and a goal, and then your husband or wife just knocks it down firsthand, and they're rejected, that's very, very hurtful. And it causes people to get very discouraged and even give up certain times. So this is the idea. It's important to learn how to reveal your dreams and aspirations. See whatever way feasibly that you could help each other fulfill those dreams. Now, part of fulfilling your goals is the idea, the only way to do that is to lead a life of delayed gratification. Okay? So people don't like that. It's not natural to most people to delay gratification. By the way, the word is delay. Delay doesn't mean you don't get it. You'll get that gratification, but it's delayed. You know, that's when you wait for the experience of bonding with a partner in life when you get married. So there's a delayed gratification. You're waiting until you're ready, and then that's what it is. And so on and so forth with everything else in life. But the problem is our present culture is not like that. It's about getting what you want and exactly when you want it. It propels us to a constant need of gratification. And not only that, there's contempt for anything that would delay our gratification. There's disdain for anything that would delay our gratification. We look down at people who hold themselves back and delay gratification. We look at them as stupid. We're indulging. We say, you're making yourself suffer. What's wrong with you? We live in a culture that not only we get instant gratification, the instant gratification that we do have, it's not fast enough. It's not good enough. So we're in a generation that possesses no patience, very little self-control, narcissists to a very high degree, and almost completely taking away the ability to discipline ourselves. But the truth is, and the reality is, to have success in any single field, whether it's business, career, sports, investing, health, well-being, spirituality, relationships, all of it, everything in life requires this concept of delayed gratification. Our successes in life depend on delayed gratification. You cannot be successful without delaying gratification. So he brings here Matthew Kelly. It's well known, Michael Jordan. He was one of the greatest, if not the greatest, basketball player that ever lived. And it's famously well known. He had the ability to practice through pain, delayed gratification, and through more pain than the average person. So there's the NBA Finals between the Chicago Bulls and the Utah Jazz. This was 1997 in June. And he woke up, Michael Jordan, and he was very sick. Whether it was food poisoning or altitude sickness from the travel. But at 8 a.m. in the morning, his bodyguards and the team trainer, he looked tremendously sick. It was reported that he had a fever of 103. In reality, he had a fever of only 100, but he was extremely ill. And when he came into the room, the coach, he found Jordan, the megastar, in a pathetically weak condition, in a fetal position, wrapped in blankets. He hadn't slept the whole night before, had a massive, massive headache, suffered violent nausea throughout the night. So he may have been the greatest player in the world, but there's no way that he would be able to play basketball. But they tried, and he hooked him up to IV to get him as much fluid as possible, gave him some medication to help him rest for the morning, worked closely with him, and understood that drive that was within him. He had a spirit that would push along way, way longer than other people's bodies would have betrayed him. And he saw this spirit in him. There was one point earlier on in his career where Jordan badly injured his toe, and the coach, the trainer, worked to create a shoe that would protect his injury during the next game. Jordan tried it on. It eased the pain, but it didn't get it. It held back his ability to get up, to stop the shoe, to do his moves. So he said, "Just give me the pain," and he said, "Forget about the shoe." That is delayed gratification. And from what I understand, he played a massive, unbelievable game that game, that day that he was tremendously sick. It's fascinating. There's also a musical called Singing in the Rain, Gene Kelly. And it's reported that when he did that famous song of Singing in the Rain, he was tremendously ill. He had the flu. He was in bad shape. And he overcame that. Again, this is delayed gratification. Delayed gratification gets us thinking about the future. And in relationships, that's critical. Because when we love somebody, we think about building a life with that person and about all the exciting possibilities that the future holds. And when we're only interested in fulfilling our own personal desire, whether it's for pleasure, instant gratification, then we don't think about the future. And we don't even think about these other people. We just think about now. and we don't think about anyone but ourselves. But we have to stop doing that. We need our dreams, the dreams that show who we actually are, and discovering each other's goals and aspirations. And that brings passion into the marriage, energy, enthusiasm, because the love is crucial to the point where you're saying, I am going to honor the sharing of your goals and do everything I can to support you with it. Validate it. Try my best to accommodate that you get to your goals. That is tremendous. That is tremendous. So, you see, the dreams, these goals, are the lenses through which we view ourselves. So, for example, your wife tells you, I saw a beautiful dress at the store today. I think I'll go back and buy it tomorrow. Now, you may ask how much it costs. So she says $250. Many people could spend that amount. But you're upset because this expenditure that you're based on your, you know, your financial position is frivolous. It's too much money. And as you see it, your wife anyway has 50 dresses that she hardly wears. But that's not the point. You're not upset because your wife wants a new dress. The real point is that you would rather see this money used for something else. Let's say for your own dream, right? So then it makes sense. But the idea basically is that these goals drive us. The goals bring out the best in us. Goals and dreams challenge us to look at the world and ourselves in a totally different light, in a healthier light. Stop coasting along life. Take your dreams, take your aspirations, share it. See if there's a tangible way of bringing it down. Ask Hashem for it together, and so on and so forth. So the art of goal setting means choosing goals that are challenging, but they're attainable. Meaning it's not so easy that you are not challenged and not so difficult that you may be discouraged. You need that middle road. If you take on more than you can chew, if you take on beyond what your capacity is right now, then it's clearly not good for you at this particular moment. So you have to be very careful about that. And that is a key. You need to know what drives them. And this is how you know a person. This is actually a chesed. A chesed, it's a tremendous chesed to know a person, because your only way to love the person is to truly know the person for real, to actually feel that love. And to that is based on knowledge. So being interested in the details of the one you love is tremendous and brings a lot of real closeness and calmness to your lives and to your marriages. Bracha v'atzlacha.